Boston commuters have heard the warnings for months about the street blockades, the road closures, and random bag searches on the T. Today it all began as Boston faces the challenge of playing host city to visitors and hometown to working residents during the first political convention since the 9/11 attacks. Richard Kirkland monitors the daily commute for Shadow Traffic in Boston, and he joins us now. We hear that traffic during the morning commute was lighter than usual. How's the evening commute turning out?
Michelle, the DNC, I guess, stands for Do Not Commute, because people are not commuting. It was light this morning. We had a little bit of a glitch early on this morning, but this afternoon has surprised all of us. I've been doing traffic for 20 years, and I expected we would see some backups, and Michelle, we're seeing none at all right now.
So were workers encouraged to take vacation, to work from home, to use public transportation, to just head out of the city?
Yeah, all four things. They estimated that maybe 60% of the people that normally would come into Boston will not. It's closer to three quarters if you look at the roadways tonight. A lot of people did take the T. God bless them. That's terrific. And that did work out. And the T had good days today as well. Easy traffic on the MBTA coming and going. But also a lot of people came in early, Michelle, around 5 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock. Not a lot, but some. And went home early around noontime. So they got some work done. So all of the above has given us a terrific Monday commute, both morning and afternoon.
What about the random bag searches? How's that going?
You know, I talked to people on the street the day I went out, and some of the employees that came in to hear the office, and everybody said they welcomed it. They didn't see anybody rejecting that. It does have the impression Boston does right now of being, you know, Fortress Boston. Awful lot of police, awful lot of military, awful lot of guns, frankly, in the roadways. But there is a sense of calm in the city as well, so I don't know what that means.
Guns on the roadways. That's something you don't see every day.
Yeah, it's true. And it is, you would think, but all the police officers that we see in the military that we see are armed, not just with sidearms, but with M16s. And it does get the feeling, as I said, of Fortress Boston. But people don't seem to be reacting that way. It's a beautiful day here in Boston. And there is a lightness in the air and a lightness among people on the streets as well.
Well, I imagine there are lots of people on the streets decked out in red, white, and blue. Beyond that, though, is the business district looking a bit like a ghost town if all these people have headed out of the city?
Yeah, a little bit. Certainly this morning it was. Very shocking that there was nobody around the business district this morning. A little busier in the afternoon, but now very quiet again. So it doesn't have the feel of a Sunday morning, but more of a Christmas morning. It's that light up.
You think it's going to hold for the week?
Yeah, I think so. I think if we got through Monday, we'll get through the rest of the week, because I think a lot of people just take the week off. And there was a fear that if it was very light today, people would say, hey, let's go to work tomorrow. That won't happen in Boston. I think they'll take the rest of the week off.
Okay, do you have someone monitoring traffic out on the Cape? Because I bet it's pretty bad out there.
About a mile and a half of backed up traffic at the Sagamore Bridge right now.
Thanks, Richard.
Okay.
Richard Kirkland monitors the daily commute for Shadow Traffic in Boston.